Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome to Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Outdoor Furniture. We'll talk to Jim about that great furniture in just a moment. I want to talk a little bit about Cardinal Corner. You have to see this store. There are actually two locations. But Pam and Lee at Cardinal Corner always remind folks, one thing, keep out the bird baths. Maybe you can put out some white millet to attract migrating birds. And above all, please keep those bird feeders clean. They also suggest not to store your seed indoors unless you have put it in the freezer for a few days. Another great tip from Cardinal Corner. Speaking of bird seed, they have the freshest you will find anywhere. They've got custom mixes. And they also have, speaking of tips, a great online feature, their monthly newsletter. It's free. Just subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. And if you need a gift idea, stop in, see the ladies at Cardinal Corner. They have give you all kinds of gift ideas. You really have to see this store for yourself. Cardinal Corner is open 7 days a week. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. They like to chat with you, 651-455-6556, or visit them online at cardinalcorner.com. You will find out that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning to you, Jim Gilbert, officially 32 degrees and overcast.
Oh, wow. Well, good morning, Danny. Out here, we've got 29 degrees on the northwest side of Lake Waconia. We're located about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis, so just 29. I had to use a thermometer to, I had to use my flashlight to see the thermometer. It's that dark out there right now. We still have big patches of snow in our yard. We received about an inch and a half this past Friday. Sunrise today is 7:47 and sunset 6:05. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 10 hours and 18 minutes of daylight. Now, to put this in perspective, that's the amount of daylight that we had last February 11th. So we have lost 2 minutes and some seconds of daylight since yesterday, 20 minutes since last Sunday, and now 5 hours and 18 minutes is a total daylight loss since June 20th, the summer solstice, first day of astronomical summer, and our longest daylight period of the year. We still have 1 hour and 31 minutes of daylight to lose by December 21st, our winter solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere, and of course the first day of astronomical winter and the shortest daylight period of the year. Danny, the normal high today is 52.
Well, we won't be going there. We'll be
and
almost
the normal lows. What's the high supposed to be?
Only about 43.
Okay. Well, the normal low is 35. So we're well below normal range. But records for today are really surprising. For October 29th in the Twin Cities, the record high 78 set 95 years ago in 1922. But the record low is only 11, and that was set 174 years ago in 1843. Boy, we have great records.
We do.
Thanks to Will Snelling, going back to 1819. Anyway, on this date, we had the most precipitation happen. That was just a little over an inch, 1.01 inches, 1896. And the most snow we've had fall in the Twin Cities on this date, 112 years ago, 1905, 5.5 inches of snow fell. We had this waxing gibbous moon that set at 1:14 a.m. this morning. We'll rise again at 3:35 this afternoon. Boy, it's been an interesting week. Last Sunday, October 22nd, we were in the mid-60s for a high temperature in the Twin Cities. Tamarack trees were displaying their smoky gold needles, and I saw a newly emerged Red Admiral butterfly just flying around. We were raking our yard in the afternoon. Tom Bowers from Faribault heard a few western chorus frogs. It was last Sunday. On Monday the 23rd, Ray Simon noticed that a huge field of sweet corn was being harvested about 4 or 5 miles northeast of Northfield. So that's got to be the last of the sweet corn crop to come in. On Tuesday the 24th, autumn blaze maples continued to display crimson and ruby red leaves. Native red oaks were very colorful, dark reds and rich browns. By Wednesday and Thursday, many southern Minnesota farmers were combining soybeans and corn. And our next door neighbors, David and Peggy Phillip, were still picking raspberries, ripe raspberries from their garden. And we picked our last tomatoes. This is his last.
Oh, you did? Wow.
Yeah, I know. And geraniums, begonias, zinnias, red salvia, marigolds, alyssum, they're all blooming in our yard. That was Thursday. And also on Thursday, Barb and Art Straub, their naturalists and teachers from Le Sueur and Henderson, report that Mrs. Amberson, I don't know her first name, I'm sorry about that, but the important thing is she brought in a bouquet of sedum, these blooming sedum, to escape the frost, and a freshly emerged monarch butterfly came in with a sedum. They love sedum. So there's our latest monarch butterfly, the Thursday the 26th, and now they're hoping for a sunny day in the 50s so the monarch can be released. Now, monarchs and other butterflies cannot fly at a temperature below 50 because their muscles will not work. Now, on this past Friday, much of northern Minnesota, down into parts of southern Minnesota, experienced the first snowfall of the season. Hermantown and the Duluth Airport recorded about 10 inches of snow. 5 to 6 inches of snow fell in the Gunflint Trail, 3 to 4 inches in the Park Rapids area. And we had our 1.5 inches here on the northwest side of Lake Waconia. Yesterday, ice stayed on our bird bath all day. That tells us the difference. There are still pockets of fall colors in the forest area. The smaller sugar maples show yellow and red leaves and look kind of orange from a distance. The winged euonymus shrubs, we see them in our yards and neighborhoods. These are native of China, but they're common landscape shrubs in the greater Twin Cities area, and they're displaying rose red leaves, and they're also called the burning bush. That's winged euonymus or burning bush. Jim Hubner from Little Rock Lake near Rice in Benton County reports that the water temperature has dropped from 50 on the 19th of October to 47 this past Wednesday, and yesterday was only 40 degrees. Now, what happens at 50 degrees, lakes start turning over. So the bigger lakes are now in the process of turning over.
Now, what does that really mean, turning over?
Well, what it means is that you've got the deeper water coming up and the upper water going down. Because as the temperature drops, the water gets more dense, heavier. And we finally get to 39, and then at 39, the water is less dense, and the top layer, when it gets to be 32, will freeze. David and Mary Brislance live on the ridge above Lake Superior at Lutz and report seeing hundreds of American crows migrating down over Highway 61 toward Duluth this past Wednesday, the 25th. They spotted the first snow buntings Thursday, the 26th, and by yesterday, they saw flocks of snow buntings all over the place, even along Highway 61 and in Grand Marais. Each year, about the last week of October, the first snow bunting flocks return to parts of our state, the northern tier of our state, and soon flocks will be seen in the southern part of Minnesota, where they prefer open areas such as farm fields. They spend their summer in the Arctic tundra, or on the Arctic tundra, and these 5 to 7 inch, or, well, 6 to 7 inch, about a little bit bigger than a sparrow, 6 to 7 inch insect and seed-eating birds are also found in Eurasia. No other songbird shows so much white. In autumn and winter, some individual snow buntings look quite brown, that's when they're on the ground eating seeds. But when they take flight, they're white, flashing wings and wing patches easily identify them. That's the snow bunting.
Okay. Also, go ahead.
I got to do one more here.
Sure.
With Dave and Mary. Also, Dave and Mary Brislance from Lutzen saw the first of the season common red poles yesterday. Thousands of these 5-inch brown striped birds with bright red caps and black chin spots had arrived from the far-reaching parts of Canada. The Brislances saw flock after flock of common red poles eating clusters of paper bird seeds. Other migrants seen yesterday were Bohemian waxwings with American robins eating the native mountain ash berries, 4 rough-legged hawks flying overhead, and 2 white-winged scoters on the Grand Marais Harbor, and red-breasted mergansers. That is pretty neat.
You mentioned Lake Superior, and I was wondering if I was just telling Dennis here, did you see any of the video of some of the waves there this past
I sure day? Did.
Holy mackerel.
15-foot waves. Can
wow.
you imagine the power?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And David said that rocks were, I mean, just not just pebbles, but rocks, you know, like size of a softball or baseball maybe, were coming in the parking area in Grand Marais out by the Coast Guard station.
I heard even Glen Sheen got a little damage as well in Duluth. Yeah. Wow, that's really something. Say, I wanted to, before we talk about By the Art, I got a real nice note from Dr. Raymond Faber, who's a professor of biology at St. Mary's in Winona. He says my ornithology class got a treat on Thursday afternoon when we observed 2 whooping cranes flying over Trempealeau National Wildlife Refuge along the Mississippi River near Winona. The refuge manager says it is the first time that whooping cranes have been reported at the refuge. How about that?
And what day was that?
Thursday afternoon.
Thursday, Dr. Faber.
Yeah.
Wow. Winona has a great biology department. I took several field biology classes there.
You did?
We lived in Winona, yes.
How about that? Well, thank you, Dr. Faber. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm thinking about the temperature we've been talking about, and wouldn't it be nice to have a nice fire table from By the Yard this time of year? Wow.
Oh, they are so neat. As I said to listeners the last couple of weeks, we went to see them, and they are spectacular.
Yeah, just you can turn it on, touch of a button, just like your gas grill. And by the way, you can leave it out all year long, too, even in the rain and snow. Nothing could be easier. And when you are done enjoying, you just turn the dial. That fire is out. And you're going to find, in fact, Jim and I urge you to get to the showroom down near Jordan, Minnesota. Quick drive down 169. Visit that By the Yard showroom, or you can go online if you want to check it out there at bytheyard.net. But we always advise folks right after Jim's show, like a lot of folks do, they call and get that free color catalog. And you can see for yourself, not only the fire tables, but all that great furniture that Jim and I talk about every week that you never have to store. Made right here in Minnesota with that family-run business called By the Yard. Let me give you the website and then a phone number. You can call right after Jim's show and leave your address. It's a recording, and they'll send you that catalog. Bytheyard.net or 952-492-2000. 2777. 952-492-2777 or buytheyard.net.
Our green furniture looks kind of nice, you know, with a little coating of snow.
A little coating of snow this morning, yes. Yeah. Well, what else do you have, Jim, in the remaining
three minutes? Diane and Dave Herring, who live near Waterville, report that on their farm, all the soybeans have been combined. So the harvesting is done for them. They received enough snow this past Friday to make their lawn white. On Wednesday the 25th, Diane and Dave saw 8 sandhill cranes in a harvested soybean field near Kilkenny. Yesterday spotted a pair of bald eagles and a pair of red-tailed hawks. Ray and Marlene Simon, who live on the Cannon River on the edge of Northfield, report that with a high temperature in their yard of only 31 degrees yesterday, ice stayed in the bird bath until they plugged in the heater late in the afternoon. 15 species of birds were seen at their feeding station yesterday, including 4 pairs of northern cardinals, lots of dark-eyed juncos, and another 2 species, American robins and cedar waxwings, were feeding on crabapple fruit in their yard. In September, they counted over 100 little brown bats in the bat house, and on Tuesday the 24th, only 12 of the little brown bats were left, and yesterday, just 6 of them. Now, the rest have left to hibernate, no doubt, in a nearby cave. Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault report seeing both white-tailed deer rubs and scrapes on the ground. These scrapes are on the ground. Rubs are on the small trees. This past Thursday, the 26th, now as the rut or mating season has begun here. Yesterday, he spotted the first of the season rough-legged hawk migrating overhead. At their feeding station, they're seeing white-crowned and white-throated sparrows, lots of dark-eyed juncos and house finches, and a few purple finches. Barb and Art Straub from Le Sueur note that the former wastewater ponds that are seen right along Highway 69, just in the curve of the road. You're just driving along there by the bridge. 28 trumpeter swans can be observed, along with hundreds of Canada geese and other waterfowl and American coots and cormorants. For those people interested in the natural world, including bird migration, feeding backyard birds, observing fall color foliage and spring wildflowers, that's what we call the phenology. Sunrise and sunset times, weather history, and astronomy. I would recommend getting a copy of the Freshwater Society's Minnesota Weather Guide Environment Calendars. The 2014 editions of both wall engagement calendars are available in book, gift, and wild bird stores throughout Minnesota and western Wisconsin, including Christine's Hallmark in Elk River, Corazon in Minneapolis, Little Professor Book Center in Owatonna, and North Wind Book and Fiber in Spooner, Wisconsin.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
You got it in under the wire.
Yeah, and you know, the reason I do that is because the Freshwater Society does such great work in preserving our fresh water. And water is life, and we need it.
And that's such a great labor of love. Jim, thank you. Why don't you come back next week? We'll try this again.
I look forward to it.
Me too, as usual. Sure. Thank you, Jim.
I know.
Bye-bye. Bye. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning for more Nature Notes here on 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.